Married at First Sight. Chapter 4183. Okay, you can go wherever you want. I'll be right there with you, Pedro said firmly. Miss, no matter what happens in the future, you can't push me away again. What you did this time was way too dangerous. If anything had gone wrong, your life would have been at risk. And for what? For people like them? It's not worth it. The three Janssen brothers had nearly killed Catherine. There won't be a next time, Catherine said with certainty. This was the first and last. They're not worth the risk. I only did it to repay my mother's kindness, the little bit of maternal love she showed me before she was gone. She took a deep breath and continued, I cut ties with them completely last night. Have you sent my father his pension money yet? Just give it to him all at once. I don't think we'll ever have any contact again. As soon as she said it, a wave of sadness washed over her. She had so little family to hold on to. Get some rest. Once your injuries heal in a few days, I'll go see Mr. Janssen again, Pedro assured her. He wanted Catherine to focus on recovering, not worrying about other things. He would handle everything. Holden should consider himself lucky that Catherine still had even a shred of attachment to family. If she didn't, she wouldn't have cared whether he lived or died. After all, Holden had never treated Catherine like a daughter. There had never been any father-daughter bond between them. I think he'll come, Catherine murmured before closing her eyes, exhaustion settling in. Pedro, I need to sleep for a bit. I'm too tired. While I'm resting, don't let anyone in. Liberty had said she'd visit after work. Oh, but if Liberty comes, wake me up, she added. Pedro gently tucked the blanket around her and replied warmly, Okay, sleep now. I'll keep an eye on the four. It was another long day of treatment. She had to be on fluids again, and the infusion would take hours, probably until evening. Her body was still weak, and she drifted off quickly. Now that her fever had broken, she finally slept peacefully. Meanwhile, at the Janssen family's old estate, Holden had spent a restless night. Even when he managed to doze off, his dreams were filled with horror. He dreamt of his sons killing Catherine, dismembering her, and throwing her body into the deep sea. He dreamt of Catherine appearing before him, covered in blood, pleading in anguish, asking why he, as a father, had let his children turn on each other. What had she done to deserve this? Even if she had made mistakes, did she really deserve to die? He had known his sons wanted her dead, but he hadn't stopped them. He hadn't even warned her. He had let it happen. When he woke up, he was drenched in sweat. He never fell back asleep. He just lay there, staring at the ceiling, waiting for dawn. But because he hadn't slept well the night before, exhaustion hit him again. Now, he sat alone at the dining table, staring at the elaborate breakfast the housekeeper had prepared. His usual appetite was nowhere to be found. He hadn't touched a single bite. Yawning, he wanted to rest, but he knew that no matter how tired he was, he wouldn't be able to sleep until he got some news. He had never liked Catherine. He had even hated her. But now that his sons had actually tried to kill her, a strange sadness lingered. After all, she was still his daughter. His own blood ran through her veins. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4184. Chapter 4184. Holden muttered under his breath, Catherine, you brought this on yourself. You pushed your brothers too far, and they couldn't tolerate it anymore. You deserved what happened. He exhaled slowly. When it's all over, I'll burn some paper money for you in secret, so you and your mother won't be short on anything in the afterlife. I'll make sure you have luxury homes, fancy cars, servants just like you had when you were alive. Just don't come haunting me in my dreams. I'm too old for this. I can't handle the nightmares anymore. If this keeps up, I'll break. Sir, what did you just say? The housekeeper had walked in. Holden quickly picked up his chopsticks and snapped, "I was sending a voice message to my son. Not talking to you. Mind your business." The housekeeper glanced at the untouched breakfast and hesitated. "Sir, you haven't eaten yet? Was something not to your liking? I made all your favorite Cantonese dishes." Every morning, she woke up early to prepare his meals just the way he liked. She had even worked in a Wiltspoon restaurant for years, perfecting the art of Cantonese breakfast. "I told you I'm talking to my son. I'll eat when I feel like it. Go do your work. When I'm done, I'll call you to clean up." His voice was sharp, his patience thin. The housekeeper nodded and left. She understood that everyone had bad days. Normally, Holden treated his staff well and paid them generously. A little grumpiness wasn't a big deal. Holden picked up a shrimp dumpling, but after taking one bite, he put down his chopsticks again. He grabbed his phone and sent a voice message to Marco. "Marco, how's everything going?" The message was delivered, but there was no immediate reply. Minutes passed. Then finally, a response came. Before even opening it, Holden let out a relieved sigh. If Marco was responding, that meant the plan had worked. It meant Marco hadn't been caught. Everything was fine. But when he played the message, it wasn't Marco's voice. "You're Marco's dad, right? He went out last night to take care of something and hasn't come back yet. He even left his phone behind." It was Marco's new girlfriend. They had been living together for a while now. Marco had purposely left his phone behind just in case his father called. Holden had always contacted Marco through his younger brothers. Hearing an unfamiliar voice made his stomach twist. His relief vanished. He immediately called back. Marco's girlfriend answered. "Who is this?" Holden demanded. "Dad, it's me, Marco's girlfriend. He said we're getting married, so I figured I could start calling you Dad now," she said sweetly. Holden had no patience for this nonsense. "Marco has been gone all night? He has more than one phone. Why didn't he take another? Why would he leave without a phone? What kind of idiot?" "He got a call before he left," she explained. "It seemed urgent. He put his phone down and rushed out. He probably forgot to grab it in the hurry. And, he hasn't been back since." Holden didn't wait for more. He hung up immediately. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4185. Chapter 4185. Marco's girlfriend stared at her phone in disbelief. "Did he just hang up on me?" she muttered, annoyed. She was nearly 20 years younger than Marco, and if he weren't rich and willing to spend on her, she wouldn't have bothered with him. Marco had promised her that once he and his sister won the lawsuit and reclaimed their mother's inheritance, he would marry her, making her the official lady of the Janzen family. As for Marco's ex-wife and the three kids from that marriage, he had reassured her there was nothing to worry about. His late mother had left money for the children, so Marco didn't have to pay child support. She knew Marco was originally the eldest son of the Farrell family, a name synonymous with wealth. But she never expected that even after the head of the Farrell family died, the inheritance wouldn't be enough to support his own son's kids. Thinking about the massive fortune Marco stood to gain, she stuck by his side. If she actually married him and had a couple of sons, she planned to sweet-talk him into writing a will in her favor. Once Marco died, she would take the money and disappear. As for the kids? By then, his children from the previous marriage would be grown. They could take care of their younger siblings. Her ambitions kept her from caring about Marco's age. For now, she lived in a villa, drove a luxury car, and had tens of thousands of dollars in spending money every month. Meanwhile, Holden had no idea about her true motives. After hanging up, he immediately called his second and youngest sons. But both of their phones were turned off. Something was wrong. This wasn't normal. They wouldn't just shut off their phones. Marco's girlfriend had said he rushed out after taking a call, saying he had something urgent to handle. And now, he hadn't returned. Even if they had gone after Catherine, it shouldn't have taken this long. And why would they need to turn off their phones for that? Unless Catherine wasn't dead. And if she wasn't, that could only mean one thing: his sons had been arrested. Holden's hands trembled. He tried to steady himself, forcing deep breaths. Maybe their phones had just run out of battery. Maybe there was another explanation. Nothing could have gone wrong. Catherine wasn't trained in combat. She didn't have a private army protecting her. His sons had planned everything carefully. They had plenty of men with them. The strongest person on Catherine's side wasn't even in Jensburg. The plan was solid. It shouldn't have failed. Holden set his phone down and poured himself a glass of water. He drank it slowly, forcing himself to stay calm. Then, he picked up his phone again and called his daughter-in-law. As soon as she answered, he asked, "Where's Sage? Why is his phone off? Battery dead." "Dad, I don't know where he is," she replied, groggy from sleep. "He never came home last night. I waited up, but he never showed, so I just went to bed." Sage's wife usually slept in until mid-morning. She didn't have to worry about the kids. The nanny handled their school drop-offs. In the past, she had spent her days shopping or trying to keep her husband's attention, afraid he'd cheat again. Now, she was furious. Not only had he stayed out all night, but her father-in-law had the nerve to call and wake her up. "I don't know which mistress he spent the night with this time," she snapped. "Dad, you need to keep your son in check. He has a wife and kids. If he does this again, I'll divorce him. My patience isn't endless. I refuse to end up like my sister-in-law." Holden scoffed. "If your husband is cheating, that's on you. Maybe you should take a hard look at yourself. Have you ever thought about whether you've done something wrong? Do you even care about him? If a wife does her job well, why would a man stray?" Married at First Sight, Chapter 4186. Chapter 4186. Amora was livid. She slammed the phone down, muttering, "Old pervert. Like father, like sons. No wonder they all cheat and keep mistresses. Just look at their role model. If it weren't for her young child, she would have left Sage a long time ago. Life would be so much easier, just like her sister-in-law's. A divorce meant splitting half the assets, and she wouldn't even have to raise the kids alone. She could live comfortably without dealing with Sage's nonsense. The money from her late mother-in-law's estate was enough to cover the kids' education. The truth was, Amora still had feelings for Sage. Otherwise, she wouldn't have forgiven him after his first affair. She had let herself be persuaded by her own family to give him another chance. But now, he was gone for an entire night. Holden felt his stomach sink. If Sage hadn't returned home either, then his son's plan had undoubtedly failed. He had warned them. Catherine had been raised by Clarissa. She wasn't easy to deal with. Clarissa had only died because too many powerful families had conspired against her, and the police were closing in. Rather than go to prison, she had chosen to end her own life. Catherine was just like her mother, ruthless and cunning. Maybe she had known about the plot all along. Maybe she had played along, luring his sons into a trap and taking them all down in one move. Too cruel. Holden forced himself to stay composed. Once he felt steady again, he dialed Catherine's number. Pedro answered. The moment Holden heard Pedro's voice, he knew his worst fear was true. Catherine was alive. And his sons had failed. The only question now was whether they were dead, or just captured. If Catherine had killed them, he would make her pay even if it cost him his own life. If they had to die, then she was going down with them. "Mr. Jensen," Pedro greeted him coldly. Holden had never lifted a finger to protect Catherine. He had known about Marco's plan, but he hadn't warned her. In Pedro's eyes, Holden was already dead to them. Catherine had even ordered him to send Holden his pension money in full, probably as a final gesture before cutting ties forever. Pedro's voice grew even frostier at the thought. Holden took a deep breath. "Where's Catherine?" Pedro's tone remained indifferent. "The eldest lady is resting. If you have something to say, you can tell me." Holden tried to keep his voice steady. "She's not going to work today? It's late. Why is she still asleep? Wake her up. I need to talk to her. I'm out of money. Tell her to send me a million. I'm her father. I'm old and can't support myself anymore. As her parent, it's her responsibility to take care of me. The nanny hasn't been paid, and I need cash for cards." Holden deliberately made it sound like he had gambled away his money, hoping to mislead Pedro. Pedro's voice was ice cold. "Miss Catherine has instructed that she not be disturbed by anyone except Liberty, not even by phone calls. That ungrateful brat." Holden spat, launching into his usual string of curses against Catherine. After venting for a while, he added, "Fine, don't wake her up. You have money, right? Send me some. I need to go out and play cards, and I can't do that without cash."